look back on it now, is there anything that you'd change about going through that experience?
Yeah, but I can't tell you about those. But there are a few, you know. And, you know, there were a lot of good things. I mean, I got to play basketball with the L.A. Rams on TV and play against them. I got to fly in with the Blue Angels and do high-speed bombing runs. And I flew with the United States Marine Corps and, you know, in A-4s and did all kinds of great aerobatics. And I flew with the Air Force and A-7s against the F-16s over at the Air Force Academy. So, you know, riding motorcycles, jet skis, and flying jets and having a great time was a wonderful event. The only thing I would do different or maybe some of my choices in life that have to remain private, so forgive me.
Listen, you got to help me get through the night here, all right? I am a gentleman of a physique that would be similar, I guess, on that show to Grossman. So I need you to tell me that Grossman did well with the women on that show.
Well, Grossi, he was an interesting character. You know, he, even Grossi and Little Lou, remember there was a little mechanic guy named Lou. He always had some 6-foot girl with his 5-foot body. But even he was scoring here and there. But, yeah, Grossi was actually married, you know, in the beginning of the show. So he had children. And then he's kind of a different character. He lived in Venice Beach and then his wife died of cancer. And he did a one-man play all over the United States and won all kinds of awards on that and has since remarried. But to answer your question, you know, Grossi had to, after that, he had a few scores here and there, and he played his hand.
Well, listen, you sound like a guy who certainly has great perspective on your life and how it's transpired and how everything's kind of gone down.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I'm still looking for the Knicks to come around. I mean, New Jersey's above them, and the Lakers are third in their division. So what are we going to do about these guys that are jocks or jock sniffers out there? They aren't getting it done.
You're out in Southern California now. You a big sports fan? What are you following out there?
Well, I've always liked the Lakers, but then when they had this Shaq riff and traded him to Miami, you know, it upset me. But anyway, I enjoy the Lakers, and they just aren't cutting it this year. I think Phoenix is probably going to go and be right there. And, you know, in your division, I don't know, I've always been kind of a Boston fan, and maybe the old Boston Celtics, I'm from way back. I like Havlicek and Sharman and Cousy and those guys way back then. But today's Boston team's still up there, and maybe it's their time because Boston's winning everything. Every time I go to Boston, it says, hate the Yankees, and the four-letter word to the Yankees.
Well, we've gone through that a lot here over the last year, as you can imagine, with the Yankees folding up last year and losing. More than anything else, Larry, the thing I think that everybody took out of the show was kind of fun. Nobody took it too seriously, but it was also, you know, it was a good drama. But, you know, just the times when you'd see you guys flying over an 18-wheeler on the bikes and landing no problem. According to standards now, you might look at it and think, oh, that's kind of ridiculous. But, you know, shows like that and the A-Team were good entertainment back then.
Yeah, they were fun. I mean, those bell-bottoms and tight jeans, and every time you had a car accident, 40 cars went flying in the air. But other than that, it was a good time. And, you know, I think we had a good time. I always had a good time when we went to New York to sign autographs and visit the, you know, the various boroughs, police department and talk to policemen and firemen there. So, you know, New York has a special culture there, and you probably know, but I think people that come and visit there enjoy just kind of witnessing and looking at the people there because it's a special breed, and God bless you.
Larry, can you give us one story that you probably shouldn't tell us?
Well, the fun times were always when I would look over at Ponch's motorhome, Eric Estrada's motorhome, and all the radio antennas on top of the motorhome were wiggling, so I knew what was going on, right? So I would just knock on the door, and everyone would be naked and say, come on in. And so we did a few of those, and what was really funny is to see him, what was my favorite memory, is this big white teeth, Latin, handsome young man on a motorcycle, right?
Yep.
Coming down the 210 freeway, lights blaring, siren blaring, and on the back of this CHP motorcycle is the blonde bombshell that's completely naked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's, so that's my memory of Ponce.
Oh, that's tremendous. Listen, Larry, we appreciate the time. Best of luck in your future endeavors and with your company now.
All right, good luck to you guys, and keep it up in the sports stuff.
Absolutely. Larry Wilcox, former star of Chips with us here on The Fan. We appreciate him checking in. A little bit late for it, The Flash. Here's Jerry Recco.
All right, Chris, and we start in the NBA.
11 minutes in front of 3 o'clock on The Fan. Carlin with you, 718-937-6666. Danny on Long Island is on The Fan.
Very impressive there, Christopher.
Thank you.
You blew it right off the bat.
What are you talking about?
You got the years the show was on wrong.
He was on from 79 to 83, not the years the show was on. I did misspeak.
You didn't, and you also didn't mention that he did leave early, and Ponch had a new partner, and why he left early.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. No, I don't think he left on his own accord, though.
He could be a recipient of the McLean Stevenson career choice.
I don't know that he left on his own.
Right.
I think he might have, you know, maybe somebody there wanted him out, but then what I did not know is that he was up for the part on Miami Vice.
Yeah.
He was
going to
Don Johnson's part.
You know, it wasn't the other guy's part.
Huh? Well, it could have been Philip Michael Thomas's part. I don't know.
I don't
see Don Johnson and Larry Wilcox, but I don't know.
No, it's two different people. Anyway, hockey.
Yeah.
You know, I'm driving in tonight, and I'm thinking about